This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Stuck inside a yammery. All right. Hear this song. You know what's up. Our boy Barstool Nate joining the program.
Little Nate X.
Little Nate X. LNX. Via the Rude Guest Hotline. Nate Dogg calling in from New York City. He's a big deal, folks. You can give him a follow.
I need to work on something.
Tell him.
Nate, I was playing golf yesterday. I went to get my car. I wasn't ready, so I went to the golf course, and I met these three dudes, and they were like, yo, man, you got a contract with Barstool? Because I, you know, my putter cover's Barstool.
Yeah, you
my
wear those pants Barstool. All the time.
I say, nah. He said, man, you know Nate. Come on your show. I said, yeah, I know him. He said, man, you should get him to hook you up. So, Nate, you need to hook me up on some Barstool stuff.
Yeah,
I got
Nate,
five pair of pants I bought them myself.
Yeah, whatever you need. Let me know. I got you.
Yeah, Barstool pants. I take all sizes.
Nate
XL. All colors.
Nate did get me a Bands of Maker Dance t-shirt.
Don't want that.
I'll take a pair of pants if you're sending pants south, Nate.
Hey, whatever you guys want, I'll be your Santa Claus. I got you.
My man. All right, we'll text
See,
you
Nate, like, Nate made promises real quick. I haven't seen any of them kept, but he makes them quick.
Well, speaking of Nate's promises,
yes.
On a text thread, I don't know who needs to worry about this, but my man, Nate Dogg.
He's going to be at the game tomorrow. He's going to be there.
Are you coming tomorrow?
That's what he told me. He'll be there.
Hold on. What did I text you that I was correct about?
I don't know that you're correct, but this is Sunday night. I said, Caps win, and we're all going back to RFK. You said, that one Tom Wilson hit is winning us the cup. I can't believe it's happening. I might move back. And Jeff, White, Brian, Landfill, Nate says to tell CK he can run the board for us. You coming back to be a board op?
I was so excited. It's such a great time to be a fan of DC sports teams that I'm ready to move back and just get you guys coffee whenever you need it. It's just I want to be in DC. I won't be at the game tomorrow because I made a promise to the world that I won't travel for first round games because there's so many more games we have to win that my priorities are not first round. My priorities are second, third, and Stanley Cup. So I will not be there Wednesday. I expect to win tomorrow. Expect to win handily. I think 5-1 or so. Caps in 5. We'll get a few days off, get everybody healthy and ready to go.
We'll get 1-2 days off.
We'll get some time.
We were checking it out earlier. The game won't be till how long, Jay?
So if they win tomorrow night, they still have to wait for everything else to happen. It looks like the first second round games will start like the 6th or the 7th of May. So about a week.
Yeah, that's great. That's perfect. We have Logan Thompson, who is just diving headfirst at everything on the ice. Protus, it looks like he's skating at 100% today, maybe for the first time, but he might still need a little bit, you know, just to get that rust off. I'll take all the rest that this team can get. I'm not positive Carlson's even at 100%. So I would love to win tonight and just let these guys get a week off.
Nate, what are your thoughts of Anderson from the Canadiens?
What about him? I mean, he's a punk, but
he reminds me of Dylan. And Dylan Brooks is Canadian too, isn't he?
Yeah, he reminds me
of Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, this Canadiens team, I will give them credit. They're scrappy. They do try hard. They're well positioned. They seem well coached. They're just very young, and they're not quite at an NHL level yet, and you just see that in spurts where sometimes the Canadians, I'm watching this team, I'm like, how are they the 8? They're so good. Yeah. And then they'll have just a defensive lapse, and they don't have really any depth on offense, but they're playing us tough as nails. I'm pretty impressed by how well they're playing us. But I truly do expect the Caps, you know, to win tomorrow and get out of the series in five.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give him a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Barstool Nate. Did you see Ovi's getting a maintenance day today? Any level of concern?
Zero. I mean, it's very standard. He's 39 years old. He doesn't, even when he's at practice, he doesn't, you know, really need to practice too hard at this point. Give the old man, give his knees some rest. It's nothing to be worried about. I don't think anybody's worried. I don't think there's any concern. It's just a day off.
I agree with that. You wrote a blog, I believe. Forgive me if it was somebody else, but I'm pretty sure it was you. You think that Wilson hit, the giant hit in game four, completely changed the tide of this series?
Yeah.
Yeah. It directly led to a goal. And not just that, Tom Wilson hasn't had the best series. It's been interesting to watch him play this series. It hasn't been put together for him for some reason this series. And it's one of the reasons Montreal's been able to play so tough is Tom Wilson has not been at the top of his game. That hit immediately changed everything. It was a spark plug. It was a lightning bolt to the heart of the series. It just immediately changed the tone. It hushed the Montreal crowd. It reminded that entire roster that Tom Wilson is big and they are in Montreal is in fact not big. And I think just from there, it just, the way hockey is it's a violent game, and we saw it, and we saw the way that one impactful hit, which was a clean hit, by the way.
Yeah,
I can talk for ages about how annoying these fans in Montreal are.
Let me ask you this question, though, Nate. Has he not been at the top of his game, or he's just been smart? Because they've done some irritating things to him, and he's kept his cool. Because if Tom goes off the ice, they're in trouble.
Well, Bemis, I don't know if you recall, what was it, game three, but he took 12 minutes in penalties for fighting on the bench. So it's just, you know, as long as he's on the ice, he's a 30-goal scorer. You know, he's a top-line guy. We need him on the ice.
But they've tried more times than not.
They're trying to get
if he was to react to everything that happened, he probably would have had about 40 minutes of penalties right now in this series.
Yeah,
but I think he's not allowed them to get him. Then he saw a clean opportunity, and when he hit the dude was going to the bench when the puck was going to the net.
Yeah, yeah. So I agree with you. When Tom Wilson's on the ice, we're a better team for it. We need him on the ice. That's why he hasn't been retaliating. His offensive game this series hasn't been at its best, but you know, I think that's just an anomaly. I don't think Tom Wilson is hurt. I don't think his game has fallen off or anything like that. But he's just so impactful in so many ways that even if his game isn't at its best, he helps the team in other ways, either drawing penalties or just delivering monster hits.
Yeah.
And we saw it. And I truly believe, JP, that hit changed the series and maybe the playoffs.
Changed that game, which put him up 3-1.
That could be the catalyst that wins us a Stanley Cup. I stand by that.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. If it ain't rude, it ain't right. I'm really excited for the game tomorrow night. Brian and I are going. Clearly, you're not.
Nice, guys. Nice.
Also, will
you stay the whole time, JP?
No. I have a show, dude. I have to go host All Ears in the studio at 8:30 on Nebraska Avenue.
True.
Wednesday nights, man. There's nothing I can do.
Do they not know that there's a damn playoff game going on?
B, when
Jeff, you could tape it earlier.
It's live.
Ain't nothing wrong with taping.
I gotta go. But regardless, I'll be there. I'll probably leave out to the first period.
Okay.
But it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be electric. Also, if any enterprising listener, Doug Cameron needs a ticket. So Doug wants to go. If anybody wants to bring Doug with him to the hockey game, fire away. I want to switch gears, though. Here's what yesterday was. We had the Caps coming off a major Game 4 win where they came from behind in the third period. And we had the conclusion of the NFL draft, right? Those are two major stories. And you know what we talked about for 4 hours? RFK
a new stadium.
Oh, yeah. what was your reaction watching everything as it unfolded, seeing Josh Harris, Muriel Bowser, and Roger Goodell at that podium?
I tweeted this yesterday. I quote tweeted your rendering. JP, great job breaking the news of that rendering. there's one thing the internet loves, and it's stadium renderings. They're always awesome. People always freak out about them. I love them. The new stadium rendering looks incredible. Josh Harris is so cool because he made his billions, and he's like, you know what I'm going to do with these billions? I'm going to save this franchise from pure evil, and then I'm just going to dig into my own pockets some more, fix the current dump that they're playing in while paying for 75% of the new state-of-the-art stadium. And I think that's just very cool. He didn't grapple with the local officials over every penny. They got it done quickly. It's going to be built in the next 5 years, and we'll have a brand new Washington, D.C. state-of-the-art stadium in 2030. And then, you know, you start seeing people last night, like, Breon Nadeau, who is like a congresswoman for Ward 1 in D.C., saying, we don't need a new stadium here. And I think there's this disconnect between Breon Nadeau and people who actually live in D.C. The one thing most everybody, 98% of people agree upon in D.C. is that it's embarrassing that there's not a cool stadium in the capital of the country. The fact that FedEx Field gets passed over for the World Cup and will never host a Super Bowl, could never host a Final Four, all of that, it's embarrassing. It's Washington, D.C. needs and deserves a state-of-the-art stadium. The country deserves a state-of-the-art stadium in Washington, D.C. And the fact that Josh Harris is building this is so cool. And I need Breon Nadeau to just realize that, you know, sure, like, housing's important and all this other stuff is important, but part of what makes people proud of their city is saying, hey, we're going to, you know, this event at this stadium. We're doing this at in our city. We're not driving to Landover. We don't have to go to New Jersey for it. You know, having a new stadium on the lot in D.C., I think matters a ton. And hopefully, you know, these congresswomen and people who are trying to vote against it, hopefully they see the light.
Well, specific to Breon Nadeau, right? I think it's one thing to be against something right now. Let's see how this goes when it's actually time to vote. Because there's one thing that politicians often do, and people do, right? They change their mind. I think changing your mind could happen. I also think that, now, Brian and I talked about this at length yesterday. If you are of the mindset that under no circumstance you think people should, government should give money to billionaires to build stadiums. If your mindset is no public money for stadiums, okay. I don't agree with that. I consider it an investment.
Public money is not for the stadium. Public money is the infrastructure.
Right.
You got to build that up anyway.
Totally.
My question to Ms. Breon, whatever her name is, what the hell y'all been doing for the last almost 30 years?
That B-Mitch took the words out of my mouth. They
all these people that's complaining about what we need to do for the public, why haven't you done it in 30 plus years?
I agree. I always wonder that. All of a sudden, all these issues matter, but they haven't done the work that, yeah, I agree with you. I could not say it better myself.
Well, now some of that, they weren't able to get it away, like it was federally owned.
I see nothing at all being done anywhere around it right now.
Not to mention the feds, the Senate, gave it back to the city control with these specific instructions to build a stadium. So I don't think Breon Nadeau gets to really decide, because it's my understanding, and Mark Seagrave is going to join us a little later, it's my understanding that the Senate then has to approve whatever the development plans are. And those plans better include a stadium. Otherwise, they'll just take the land back, and it'll sit there and rot like it is right now. I'm trying to remain measured here, because I think what happens are politicians are going to say stuff, and then over time they might change their opinion. The other just incredibly silly part of this is you could develop that land without a stadium. Cool. You're not going to have the $2.7 billion these dudes are offering to put up. And with that, this thing becomes a destination and a money maker over time. Like, Brian and I sit here in a Navy Yard office building three blocks from Nats Park. We're not sitting here in this office building without that baseball stadium. It just wouldn't happen.
Totally.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. And just along that point, like when, you know, Jaden Daniels hoists the Super Bowl, the Lombardi Trophy, in his home stadium in the year 2030, we won't even remember this conversation because it'll just be so awesome that it's finally happening. And I can't wait. All this politics and all this red tape aside, I fully believe it's going to happen. It seems like Josh Harris has a great relationship with, you know, the city. And I'm excited to finally get out of FedEx Field. And I don't even care. What's it, Northwest Stadium now? Who cares? It's FedEx Field. It's a dump. And I can't wait for them to bulldoze it. Like how, you know, when Forrest Gump buys Jenny's childhood house and he bulldozes it, that's what we're going to do to FedEx Field.
Jenny. But it's like, I think people have to realize some things, okay? And then this is, look, I like to look in the background of stuff. Nothing was able to happen with those people voting and giving that control back to D.C. until Roger walked those halls. A lot of other people were doing stuff a long time, but they wasn't getting no movement. All of a sudden, he walks and everything happens. 100-1, people. Remember that. I mean, 100-0.
Right.
Remember that. So a lot of these people who are on a grandstand in Peacock realize you couldn't get nothing done. Somebody else gets it done. Now you want a grandstand.
Yep.
Nate Dogg, I want to ask you something. I got to talk to Josh Harris yesterday. It was a really cool conversation.
Yes.
I asked him what the RFK announcement felt like compared to the day he bought the team. He said they're obviously really emotional moments, but he said that for him, the Hail Mary and the win in Detroit were almost just as emotional. Now, they're different scales, and some of them are more immediate than long-term. How would you rank those four things in terms of what they mean to you? The sale, the Detroit win, the Hail Mary, and yesterday's RFK announcement?
The sale is number one. Getting rid of Dan Snyder is a pivotal moment of our lives. You know, it's something we've talked about for two decades now. The sale actually happening was like, I still can't. You know, it's hard to form words. Like we got rid of Dan Snyder. We became a real football team again. That's number one. I think I don't know if only a Super Bowl would top the sale. Like only a Super Bowl. The Detroit win was awesome. The Hail Mary and the Detroit win kind of go hand in hand because it was like, we're a real team. Jaden's a real quarterback. We're not a joke anymore in two different ways. The Hail Mary at home in front of the home fans, the stadium going crazy. That was like a welcome back to the NFL moment. And the Detroit win was just like, holy, we're going to the NFC championship game in Jaden's rookie season. This is surreal. I don't know how to rank those two. They're both awesome for different reasons, but they go hand in hand. And then when the stadium opens, I'm going to put it above the announcement of RFK. Obviously, it's when we play our first game in that stadium, that'll be right below the sale, unless we win a Super Bowl in between.
Sounds right to me. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Take care, brother.
Hey, have fun tomorrow at the game, guys. Just bring us home a win. Let's get some days off for this Caps team.
All right.
B and I are going to have
fun. We're going to do all we can do.
If you want to have fun, caller number 9. Right now, you can win a pair of tickets to Game 5 for the 2025 playoffs for the Washington Capitals tomorrow night against Montreal at Cap One Arena. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com. Caller number 9 right now, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets tomorrow night's Caps game.